Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our intrepid explorers managed to get themselves locked inside a super duper mart full of feral ghouls. With a bit of fireworks, they managed to get themselves out of that situation. Everybody's still alive at this point, so well done for doing that. You reunited with Dr. Rast outside the shutters, and the team have made their way through the old city ruins and are on their way to the hospital. The group trudges wearily through the desolate streets, the hospital still a few miles away, and amid the crumbling buildings and rusted vehicles, a flicker of colour catches Billy Bob's eye. He stops, squinting at the neon sign still faintly glowing above a dilapidated storefront. The sign reads, Pleasure Palace Paradise. His curiosity is piqued. Billy Bob approaches the dusty window, wiping away years of grime to reveal surprisingly well-preserved magazines and posters. The explicit content still vibrant after all this time, and it elicits a chuckle from him. Just inside the doorway, he steps through the entrance to take a closer look at this pre-war pornography. Unfortunately for him, a trapdoor swings open with a loud creak. Billy Bob plummets into the darkness with a startled yelp. The rest of the group spins around at the noise and sees nothing. Billy Bob has disappeared into pornography.
That's how he wanted to go.
Take me with you.
What do you do?
Where did the ghoulie man go?
To his old man. Well, wherever he's wandered off to, I'm sure he might find his way back to us. Ghouls don't attack other ghouls, do they?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Should we go into the porn store?
I think that is the most likely place for him to be. Fair enough, let's go look.
Might be safer.
Yes, well, the team starts walking towards the Pleasure Palace Paradise. Despite its age and dilapidation, it retains a certain charm from its pre-war glory days. Neon sign above the entrance is flickering with the last vestiges of its power. There's hints of body delights found inside. The exterior, though weathered, boasts colourful, risque posters. Their images of scantily clad models and suggestive slogans are teasing passerbys. You all walk into the shop, and inside it is a chaotic jumble of just pre-war memorabilia. Dusty shelves hold a variety of adult magazines, their covers still vibrant and explicit. A rack near the entrance displays novelty items, feather boas, sequin masks, ancient tubes of glow-in-the-dark body paint. The walls are adorned with a facade of posters of pin-up girls and cheeky slogans. Pleasure for every palate.
Can Winnegan take one of the glow-in-the-dark body paint tubes?
Winnegan can take one of them, yes. Add that to your inventory. I'll decide on what the stats for that are later.
We learn something new about the friends.
Mm-hmm. Winnegan, why is the mask look like dog? It smells like leather.
Oh, that's for people who enjoy... Actually, I think if I say that, I might summon Billy Bob back. First not. I'll explain it later, Gertrude.
Wait, is it helmet for dog?
It's his play dog. No, I don't think it's suited for such a small pup. We can put one on Billy Bob when he comes back, maybe.
But it looked like leather helmet for dog. We put on the dog.
It's not quite shaped correctly to be a natural dog. See the muzzle-shaped beard? I know it looks close, but they don't actually work. All right, have you seen a dog other than Snufflepuff before?
I don't know.
They're not usually this itty-bitty. It's an unusually...
You all have, by the way. You did have an encounter with dogs previously.
All right, oh, yes, they were the giant fucking corgis. Also not normal.
Drugs. It was the drug corgi.
So, Kat, very quickly, whilst I'm in this porn store, Can I just have a general analyse around the area? Just do a quick roll for it.
Sure thing, yeah, if you want to give me a perception against... go for perception against survival, why not?
Maybe we find a new hand for Nurse Handy.
I don't know, I was hoping for some, you know, lubricants to, you know, help my gears.
There'd definitely be that in there.
Okay, yeah. So that's a critical fail for your perception check. I'm going to say that as you're floating into the doorway, let's go back to an old one. Your eye stalk gets caught in the wood of the doorway. You are trapped floating in the doorway of this porn store, blocking everybody from going out of it.
Flashbacks.
My best eye stalk is jammed. Damn it.
I would have deja vu.
This is the second robot
we've been
given.
Can I have some assistance, please?
One moment. This is the second robot they've given me. They get stuck in fucking doorways.
It is a known failure point, part of the Robco failure point, section 2.85.
The entrance bell of the doorway is going...
apeshit.
It's going, yeah, it's just constantly going with the robot trying to free itself.
Right, Gertrude, mind helping me get him out of that door before he summons every zombie in the vicinity?
Okay, Gertrude, use strength, pull him out.
Be gentle.
I have offered to
you're going to have to roll that for me there, Gertrude.
And he began.
And the amount of successes that you get will determine what happens to the robot.
Gertrude, heave ho. Oh, God.
All right, you only got one success there. There was going to be a penalty for too many successes on your strength roll. But yeah, you only get one, so yeah, you successfully...
Can I use luck and roll again?
What?
you can roll that second one if you want. You can start to do that.
You've already helped me. I'm fine. Gertrude, don't want too much strength.
I'm doing it.
You're puffing.
I'm doing it.
He's rolling that D20. He's scored a 15. It's still a fail. Yep. You successfully remove the robot from the doorway without any problems.
Aw, Gertrude, whip his fucking eye off.
Just to let you know, your luck will reset once you reach your destination.
Okay.
Just
in case, because I think some of you have used quite a lot of luck so far.
Yes. Also, yes. Did the dog fall with Billy Bob?
No, Snufflepuff is now just following around Gertrude.
Oh, God.
We must protect the dog.
Because Gertrude's got the same initiative as him.
Look, their collar here. It's spiky.
Looks like it's your size, Gertrude.
I was going to give it to the dog.
Little big for her.
Am I finding another weapon, Gertrude? A bigger one.
This is a oh jeez. There are actually quite a few whips. I see some paddles there.
Yeah, feel free to tell me what you're seeing. The floor is strewn with remnants of the past.
Can
There's
I have a look
final
for any
records? There's sultry
the
mannequins.
Can I have a look for anything that would be a weapon? Any kind of weapon or anything?
There are plenty of things that can be used as weapons.
Can I?
Okay.
Not necessarily their purpose.
Would you like me to roll something to get a weapon of said thing?
No, I'd like you to describe how you would use it as a weapon and what it is in enough detail for me to set it up in the rule book.
Give me a minute.
While he's wondering about that, in one corner, there's a partially collapsed, curtained-off area suggesting a private viewing booth. Velvet drapes hanging limply, smell of aged paper.
Oh.
Long faded perfumes linger in the air.
Let's do time.
Fair enough.
Can everybody do a survival against perception check for me now that the robot has failed theirs?
Survival perception, okay.
Two successes for Winnegan.
Oh,
excellent. Winnegan got two successes there, so nobody else really needs to bother, don't worry. Because as Winnegan is looking around, her eye catches the floor. There is a very, very obvious outline of a trap door on the floor, just inside the doorway.
Well, that explains where our errant member went. Before we leave here, or potentially go investigate that, can I see if I can find essentially leather body armor?
Excellent suggestion. Yes, we're going to do it the same way as we did it with the searching of the supermarket for stuff like that. So give me a luck versus barter roll.
Oh, I'm bad at this.
Or if you can suggest a different...
Two successes!
Never mind. Woo-hoo. I was going to say, if you can suggest something different, then fine. All right, no problem.
That's impressive.
Let's go for a leather armor. Let's just check the... all the rules.
However, it's got cutouts in very specific areas.
Yeah, I'm looking for something that would be a good example, essentially.
Yeah, exactly what we're going to say there. So, your standard leather armor... you find a chest piece, a leg piece, and an arm piece. So those are your three leather armor ones. What they do is they'll give you a physical resistance of 1 on whichever part, and an energy resistance of 2.
Hold on. So
chest, you do manage to find a full set. I'd like you to describe this full set to me.
I can send you an image, but I'll also describe it because we are an audio podcast. Yeah. So,
or you can send me an image and I'll try to describe it.
Send an image of your chat there. But it's slick leather pants, skin tight, unfortunately, for movement, and a top that is actually primarily mesh, but has big leather pads on the wrists, which look like they have a little hook attached to something, and then elbows and the shoulders.
Okay, what I'm going to say is that chest piece doesn't count as a chest piece armor. There's not enough on the chest there to count as armor.
Do you know how hard it is to find BDSM gear that covers the chest at all? It's hard.
However,
okay, I can find a picture.
I will allow you to get the bonuses if you want to put those leather straps on your arms and legs.
Okay, so arms and legs, and that was...
And I take it you're just not going to be using the chain...
No, there's like the attachment
together.
Will still be there, but the chain will be on it.
So your chain's just going to be dangling from your vault suit, yeah.
Remind me,
to delete your history.
Okay. Yeah, remind me what the stats on this are.
All right, so the leather armor, you're going to get 1 physical and 2 energy resistance with those crisscross sexy leather straps.
Is that both arms and both legs?
You know what? Yes, go for it.
Nice.
This has been a good day. You got 2 successes there, and you only had a target of 6. That was an excellent roll. So
I want to say two successes. Winnegan just marches over to a very specific, like, little alcove corner of the shop and picks it up first try.
Oh, Winnegan, you've been here before.
Been similar enough places.
Oh.
You'd be surprised how much black market items you can find in the vault.
All right, now before we get distracted,
if you want to troll Gertrude, I'd be more than happy to. No,
Cap, I want the sledgehammer.
Sorry.
Can I in the picture in the chat?
Matt, can I leave that to later? There's actually a point where that's going to come into play, so just let's leave that to later.
Oh.
I hate to tell you this, but there are actual hammers that are used for that kind of play.
Oh, I know.
So calm yourself down, Matt. We're going to get to that. But before we get distracted with Winnegan's
outfit,
dominatrix outfit, we were doing a perception check. So everybody was having a wee look around the shop. We found the outline of the trap door, a very obvious trap door. And you also found a button on the counter. The button is a just regular red button in the shape of a bell. It says, "Please press for service."
Gertrude, push button! Boop, 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 boop.
So Gertrude just presses it straight away.
Yep.
Press for service. No problem. So,
Hang on, can I just back up quickly here? I have a bad feeling about
that. As Gertrude rings the service bell, the echo of the chime fades, replaced by the sound of a mechanical whirring and clanking from the back of the shop.
Uh-oh.
Moments later, a door opens, steam rolls out of it, and an Assaultron-style robot emerges from behind the steam.
Uh-oh.
The robot designed for combat, now repurposed in a frilly pink lingerie set, complete with a feather boa draped around its shoulders. The robot's sleek, metallic body contrasts sharply with its absurd attire. Its glowing red eyes scan the room, and its voice module clicks on with a sultry, if what somewhat mechanical, tone. Welcome to the Pleasure Palace Paradise. How may I assist you today, darlings?
Say hi there. Yes, I'm here to get a quick service of my model.
I think you're in the wrong place, darling.
Shit.
We are not mechanics.
I would be wondering,
what's that machine?
If we could get access to some backroom service, perhaps? We saw one of our friends come in here earlier. That must be where he went, since he's not in the main room.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about other patronage, but we certainly do have a VIP experience.
What is that... VIP? Is Gertrude VIP?
You are very VIP, Gertrude.
Gertrude can be VIP.
See?
Gertrude be VIP.
One quick question. Does the VIP service include your fine self, or...?
What?
I'd prefer not to get fucked by an assault robot.
Wait, what?
Before you sign us into anything.
What? Wait. Gertrude, what? What Gertrude getting into?
I think you broke Gertrude.
Something that might be too much even for you, I think.
I don't know. What VIP?
The Assaultron responds. I'm fairly insulted by the insinuation. Do I look like a whore?
I mean, to be rude, to answer yes.
What is whore? You're using words Gertrude does not know.
How dare you? The VIP section is at the back there. The curtain is there. And the VHS tapes are there.
Very well then. We'd like VIP then.
Winnegan, what is a VHS tape?
I don't actually know. I think maybe old technology? This place
Monkey,
has been around.
You know what VHS is?
Monkey wrench. Jesus Christ, mate. You might want to not do that.
It's hard to explain.
Oh, you do know. What be that then?
It was a device back in the day where... like a holotape, I suppose.
Oh.
You know what? Let's just go back and call it a holotape then.
Oh, they're going to know what that is.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks very much for correcting me on that one. Yes, in the Fallout universe, it's called a holotape. I do apologise.
I was trying to do it in a fun way.
Oh, I didn't even realise that was a thing. I thought holotapes were just possible.
I didn't even know that was a faux pas.
I remember it from
That was my fault. The GM made a boo-boo. Yep, let's get back to it.
Let's all talk about that for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, so the Assaultron just leads you to this little booth in a curtain. There's a TV in it and a bunch of different holotapes. And you quickly realise that this VIP service has nothing to do with the disappearance of Billy Bob.
What's on the video? Go to play video.
You know what? If you want to describe to me what Gertrude is watching, I'd be happy for you to.
Yeah, Gertrude's just going to say.
On the big screen is just a white, and there are four girls in a, on the, around the table, and there are four cups in front of them.
Four? Four?
Four each.
Was there a secret that I wasn't aware of? I thought you were going to say there's a young white female on a couch and four dudes behind.
And behind them there's a big, there's like an artist easel.
Yeah, and four girls, 16 cups.
Jesus Christ.
Winnegan, why are they playing with chocolate mousse?
I wouldn't worry about it, Gertrude. Also, I
think... Yeah, Sultron just picks up saying, ah, I see you are people of culture.
What?
Can't neglect a classic.
Right.
Gertrude doesn't want to watch this anymore.
Fair enough. I think I might have a different lead on this. I saw an outline of a trap door type thing earlier on.
Alright, oh, are you talking to the Assaultron just now?
No, talking to Gertrude and yes. Yeah. I believe there's a trap door we can go down. I don't know if the Assaultron would stop us. It doesn't seem really aware of anything to happen with Billy Bob.
Robot, what is trapdoor down there? What that for?
I think that's where Billy Bob went.
Not the robot just says trapdoor. What trapdoor?
The trapdoor in the floor.
I'm terribly sorry, but customer inquiries about trapdoors are above my pay grade.
Can we open
now let's them? Worry our pretty little heads about such things, shall we?
I want to open it.
The Assaultron just says again, there is no trapdoor.
The trapdoor there.
Can I whisper to...
Right there.
To Flower?
Yes?
Perhaps if you keep the robot's attention in this room, I can open the trapdoor and then we can go for it before this thing follows us. Assaultrons are quite strong, and while I've no doubt we could defeat it, it would be quite dangerous.
Yes, I'll see what I can do.
Maybe generate a tech issue.
As some might say, keep its hands tied.
I did say it wasn't a whore. That might not work. But I can go through and check out the trapdoor.
And I have to go to the robot and to say, like, it starts picking up random things, saying, oh, tell me about this, and tell me about this. What about this bottle of lube?
All right, so the robot's going to get you some specifications about the bottle of lube. hold on a second.
Is this water-based or is it oil-based?
Would it work with silicone?
Will it disintegrate condoms?
Why does this here sausage smell like fish?
The questions are all questions.
And when Gertrude's gonna get sledgehammer?
Am I making a roll or something?
No, you're just going to talk to the Assaultron. You don't need to make a roll for this. She's going to say, yeah, no problem. I can give you a rundown of what's in this. And she's going to start listing. I was trying to quickly find the ingredients so I can start just reading off the ingredients of this lib, but it's not working fast enough for me. I apologize. But yeah, let's just, imagination palace here. Just imagine that the robot is giving you the details of this lib in exhaustive detail, going through each of the ingredients for you. Yes, he is successfully distracting the Assaultron just now, if you want to go ahead and
it's
try
like
and...
waving a cross.
I don't think a cross would be appropriate here. yeah, sure, I'll go check out the trapdoor, see if I can open it from this side without getting thrown down there.
All right, yeah, well, you do see a very obvious keyhole in the trapdoor. Something that you could lockpick or you could find the key for.
I'm going to try and lockpick it, because I feel like that would be faster.
What if Gertrude just punch it?
That would be noisy. I'm trying not to let the robot. Also, you're in another fucking room.
Fabulous.
What's
that? No, it really is all the same room. It's small enough that curtain was, really? It wasn't exactly a different room that you were taken into. It was just a curtained booth with a TV in it.
Fair enough. Gertrude just poking her head around the corner like, hey. I'm going to use some luck to re-roll.
Gertrude starts picking the lock and is incredibly unsuccessful. She's just Gertrude,
do better.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Gertrude. Very good. Yeah, Winnegan takes over from Gertrude.
Oh, no, Gertrude's got to give it a go now. Yeah.
Ah, fuck
you. Oh, no.
Of course it succeeded.
Winogun, here, use the 12-inch one. It worked better.
Gertrude, noticing that Winogun was having trouble with the lock, decides to assist her. The lock clicks and opens up. Unfortunately, for the team, the trap door falls very loudly, as if Gertrude punched it anyway. This gets the attention of your Assaultron, your Assaultron, Assaultron service robot.
So tell me about this.
She says,
"Oh, darlings, there's no need to trouble yourselves with that old thing. It's just filled with dusty receipts. How about we take a look at our luxurious lingerie collection instead?"
Ooh, well, that does seem a little interesting, actually. Do you have anything in my companion's size?
We have everything in everybody's size, don't you worry, darling. Now just close that trap door and we'll be on our way.
So is this taser any use for my genitals?
Jesus Christ. did the trap door not fall down into the hole?
Yeah.
So
you can lift the doors back up.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant it literally detached and was like falling down. If we do, they won't be locked at least, so sure. I can lift those back up then into place.
So you lift the doors back up and the Assaultron calms itself down and takes you along to the mannequins displaying a range of sultry lingeries.
Right. Oh. Is there anything you like?
Gertrude have no fucking idea what Gertrude looking at.
Gertrude did get herself a leather print bikini in the last episode, remember?
Exactly. Gertrude O'Neill. How would that provide adequate protection? There's no crutch.
Oh, it's not to add protect. Well, you might need protection if you wear it, but it's not to add that.
Balloons!
To make that protection. Better than we did.
I don't find balloons in funny little packets.
Why are they wet?
Do they blow?
This one tastes like pineapple.
That tastes like sour vinegar.
It'll turn into burning rubber taste pretty quick, I think. But enjoy it while it lasts.
Did you take out from the going?
While Gertrude's doing that, Winogun's going to wander back to the rest of the guys and say, okay, I think we're just going to have to fucking fight this robot. Being clever didn't work. If we all line up a shot on it, it might be okay.
Do you have any tails?
Have we asked the robot what's happened to Bebop?
Yes, he said nothing. He said there was never anyone here.
Can someone try a charisma check?
I don't think that's going to do anything, mate. I think it just, like, the robot is an enemy.
You want Gertrude to break its head off?
Yes, let's all get a bead on it first, though.
Or perhaps we get it to try on Clove and then it mask itself. Ah.
And then it what itself?
Put a mask on its head.
A mask? Oh. I don't think any's going to fit a robot. They're not. I don't think Assaultrons are human shaped. Are they?
Well, neither is the dog mask.
Assaultrons, yes, they are human shaped. And really? if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say Assaultron, I'll put a picture for one in here for you.
Oh, they are. What the fuck?
Yeah,
they're titty shaped as well.
Yeah, so this is a. You can tell how sultry this service robot is.
That's why are the fighty ones. Big titty bitches, but the Mr. Handys are just UFOs with arms.
Can we convince it to wear a GIMP mask?
You can try.
Okay.
Guys, can I ask just one question just before we go any further? Where is this getting us? I mean, I thought we're supposed to be going through this city to get to like, the other place, right?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, we're one fucking person short.
Yeah, but you have yet maybe not noticed. It's a lot quieter now that one fucking person's gone.
Yeah, but you need him. He's more useful than you.
Also, I don't know if I have to take care of his dog at all.
I mean, unless you want to go down the hole and actually, you know, find him.
Yes, you could down the hole. That.
Okay then, Gertrude, as you be volunteered that so kindly, off you jump.
We're trying to kill the. We have to kill the robot first.
Do we have to? Possibly have to both. Kill the robot first.
It doesn't seem happy about us opening the door. So yes, I mean, it probably is going to.
Unless we fuse them.
I mean, but we can just jump through it and they're gone then.
Excuse me, shopkeeper robot.
Bullets move faster than us.
Shopkeeper robot, can you try on this outfit?
You want me to model for you, darling?
Yes.
My.
With all of the accessories and chains, please.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to make you do a persuasion check on this robot.
Persuasion what?
Cat, can I ask one thing before Matt rolls? While this robot is distracted, can I just, you know, sit through the trap hole on my own, you know, nobody looking?
You just fuck off.
It's yeah. One.
It's one room, mate. That.
I mean, okay. That's so not going to work.
I've been paying attention.
Yeah.
No, because my Discord's been going in and out, so I've been trying to keep
up. You must have a change room as well, though.
So yeah, speech, they already tried that. Or what would you want to roll?
Unless you can think of another one for this particular role.
I mean, there's unarmed strength, but I think that comes later.
Yes, I think that you're probably just going for the charisma check on this one.
All right, I'll give it a go. I probably won't pass it, but it's worth a try. Oh, what? Target of 4, 2 8s.
Yeah, so... There.
Absolutely, darling. I would be more than happy to help you out with that, but I've got nobody to watch the shop while I try them on.
Gertrude watched the shop.
Then I'm more than happy to watch you.
What?
Don't worry about it.
If you need any assistance, perhaps I can help.
Gertrude feeling uncomfortable now.
Not of you, Gertrude, obviously.
The Assiltron looks at the nurse handy unit and says, "Yes, a fellow robot.
If you could stand by the doorway, I can try on this outfit for your for your masters."
There you go, Scrap. You've offered your help.
The robot's a bit broken, but yes, it would probably stand by the door.
All right, excellent. So you've convinced the Assiltron to try on the outfit. What outfit is it going to be trying on for you?
Full fursuit.
I was thinking something dog. With as many chains on it as possible, so it kind of basically gets itself locked into its own self.
Padlocks.
Yeah, one of those things where the forearms are tied to the biceps and the thighs are tied to the calves. That would work.
Yeah, so it essentially hog ties itself with chains.
All right. Is there a name for this particular fetish gear that you want to try? That you wanted to try on?
Fucked if I know.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm not asking for the real life name. I'm asking you to come up with a name for it.
Chainage.
The reverse Mr. Handy.
The Mr. Handy. All right, here
Mr.
goes.
Mr. Unhandy.
The hog tie handy.
Here goes Miss Assiltron modeling for you the Mr. Unhand Me range.
Right, so she.
Can we get fat out of this, please?
She tries on these wide leather straps that go across both wrists and both ankles, chained together in place. The straps that go from the crotch up the chest across and round down the back of the back.
Step Robot, what are you doing?
Bolting at the tailbone.
Is it now, basically tied up?
How'd that look, darlings?
Fantastic.
Its hands and feet are certainly less mobile.
Right, we're just going to go
down the hall.
Well, wait just there. Is nobody going to help me out of this?
I'll help.
Any other
time,
I'd be more than down for that. But unfortunately, we have a friend to find.
All right, so what do you do?
Jump down the hall.
Yep.
Oh, wait. No, you're leaving it. What are you actually doing?
Can I try to deactivate the robot? So let me help.
There we go. That's something that you could probably do.
I think we have a friend who would love to see you like this, actually. Within 1 second.
So Ivor walks up to the Aseldron with the intent of, with them pretending to intend to take off its chains, and you're going to try and deactivate the Aseldron.
Yes.
Alright, you need two successes for this one. And it's going to be a science check.
Science.
This is a difficult one. Now, before you roll, can I just remind people that you do have action points that you, for some reason, always forget are there. So for these more difficult ones, you can buy more dice.
Anyone? Because it's got to be a group decision on it, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, use, go for it.
We have
a couple.
Like five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have six. You have the full amount.
Six.
Oh.
Go for it.
How many?
It's two for one, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's one point for one dice, and then an additional 2 points for the second dice. So if you want two dice, you'll need to spend 3 points.
Use three if you want.
I'll say three.
We never use these things anyway.
Yeah. God, that's two extra dice, buddy.
So am I adding two additional dice?
Yeah.
All right,
so you had a target of 12, you rolled a 10, 17, 16, and 18.
You can use luck.
I've got luck points.
You got a luck point. How many of those failed dice rolls do you want to use your luck points for?
Go big, go home.
Three.
Let's go for two of them.
Re-roll two of those dice, see if you can get less than a 12.
So I'm basically doing the check again, am I?
Yeah, you can just do the check again, but just with the two dice.
Just the normal two dice.
Yep. There you go. You got another success there. Fabulous.
So tell me, how
do you deactivate the robot?
So I go behind, to help unhook and stuff. But I end up find a large butt plug I can find and just try to smash into the panel. And I'll just, there you go. Sorted.
So you open a panel and you replace some circuits with butt plugs.
A taser.
Fabulous.
For the shits and giggles. There you go.
Yep.
All sorted.
For the shits and giggles.
Yep. He replaced some circuits with butt plugs and he took off the battery unit of a vibrator, made it into a makeshift taser, and electrocuted the remaining panels that were left.
He has successfully deactivated
the Aseldron robot. And no, it does not do a sexy dance this time.
Remember, if someone's going to assault you, pull out a vibrator.
Shall we go?
So, you have successfully deactivated the robot.
Easy. Hell yeah. Right, down the trapdoor we go, I guess.
You
find him down there with a sprained fucking ankle. I'm going to go banana insane.
The team drops into a dimly lit corridor, the air thick with dust and faint scent of old perfume. There's still some flickering neon signs illuminating the walls, casting an eerie glow on the provocative posters and discarded lingerie.
Oh, look, it's my mother.
What?
Your mama's so old she in pre-war pornography.
As the team navigates the dark corridor, they come upon a door adorned with a neon sign reading VIP Lounge. They push it open and are greeted with the sight of a sentry bot. Dressed in a bouncer's outfit, complete with a bow tie and a name tag that reads Big Tony.
Jesus.
Big Tony's sensors light up as the team approaches, and it speaks in a deep, somewhat mechanical voice.
Welcome to the VIP Lounge. To ensure a pleasurable experience, please state your sexual preferences.
Woman, for me.
What about the rest of you? Gertrude, perhaps?
Oh.
Anything?
Oh.
Nothing?
Do you yes. do VR experiences?
What?
Wait, you're a robot. Isn't everything kind of a VR experience to you?
Sex bots.
No, we, I can buy memories.
A rhythmic beeping comes from the headpiece of the robot. The beeping ends and it pipes up with,
"Ah, excellent choice. We have just the thing for you. Please step inside and enjoy the show."
A door swings open to reveal a dimly lit lounge area. The room is furnished with plush leather seats arranged in a semicircle around two gleaming poles. The air is filled with the soft hum of an old jukebox playing a sultry tune. Now around these poles, there are two Petetron-style robots. They are shuffling and gyrating in a clumsy imitation of exotic dancers around these poles. Okay. They're dressed in an assortment of provocative costumes, from feathered boas to sequined bikinis.
I think this is a slightly different kind of club to the ones I knew about.
Is Gertrude still outside?
Are you still outside? Do you tell me?
I don't know, I never gave a preference, did I? So.
Yeah,
guarantee that's made of silicone.
I'm just looking at the weirdest...
Cast iron dong.
The weirdest legalised fetishes.
There's a lot of them. Okay. Robots are by far one of the milder ones.
Gertrude will go up and go, Gertrude would see this in a book somewhere, but anastemophilia.
What the fuck is that?
Gertrude, let you find out when you find out.
There you go. Gertrude, Google that shit.
The feather board Protectron says, "Welcome, darling. Enjoy the show."
I ain't Googling that.
I will in a bit. It's not one I recognise. I'll have a look in a second.
I was trying to move on to stop people from Googling that.
Hey, this is Pineapple telling you to Google that. Look it up. Damn your search history forevermore.
The Petectron in the sequined bikini says,
"Pleasure is our business. How can we entertain you today?"
Have you got any... Oh god, I'm going to feel horrible saying this. Have you got any ghouls, by the way? <Thank you guys. laughs> Or is this robot-only kind of deal?
The feather board, Petectron says...
"I have seen ghouls."
Do you want to tell us where, or... when?
Not recently.
Not recently? What the fuck hell?
Our friend would like a lap dance.
Which perhaps, one?
Perhaps Mr. Andy.
Which one?
Please, robot.
Robot, is there a back passage to this place?
Got a hard one.
Anastemophilia. Wait. What?
Sit Matt, did down, you say relax, and I will show you my back passage.
What? Toucan doesn't turn up and it turns into fucking...
Yeah.
Bless Joke, me water.
Oh, this rabbit hole stuff in the wild, my friend.
Drowning.
Time for some plug and play.
Plug and play me, baby.
Damn, baby,
I just picture Cam saying this with a straight face.
So I'm going to have to do something because you guys just are not in a state of play right now. Can I look around the area to find something of interest?
You're gonna,
no. Perception check for me, sir.
Thank you. Perception survival?
I'll just scroll that up.
Yes, that'll do.
I'll short that fuse any day.
There we go.
That is two successes. That's excellent. So basically you scan the room, taking in everything as you go. You notice that there isn't actually music coming from the jukebox. The jukebox appears to be a facade. The music is coming from speakers, but from a source unknown.
Can I trace this source?
You can trace the source, yes, you trace the source. It goes up into the ceiling. Given that the shop is above you, you assume that it's coming from somewhere in the shop.
Wait, what?
Does there seem to be any other exit to the shipper room that we're in?
Cartman, does there seem to be any other exit, given that I just told you that the jukebox is a facade?
Yes. Maybe we should move the jukebox out of the way. Maybe we should check behind the jukebox.
Okay. You want Gertrude to push it?
Move it to one side, see if there's anything behind it.
Okie dokie.
Alright, Gertrude, give me a strength check.
And check the bandsaw list while you're at it.
One success, yes, you do. You manage to slide the jukebox across the floor, revealing a hidden doorway.
Oh, look. Something called a glowy hole.
I think those are usually a bit smaller than the entire fucking human-sized doorway, but what's your boat?
A little bit bigger than a glory hole. It is, in fact, a full-sized doorway.
Awesome.
Only a small bit, though.
Let's go and explore, shall we?
What I'm not quite understanding is how the fuck Billy Bob, of all people, didn't get distracted in here and just wind up waiting for us.
Oh, I bet he had a whale of time here with the robots. I mean, that's, you see that one over there doing the 360 gyrate? If I had an accelerator, I'd be straight up there.
Accelerator? Do we need to get you
fired? Why have you gone western?
He's trying to fill in for our dear lost companion. There needs to be at least one Texan in the group.
Identify this, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, through the doorway. What through the doorway?
All right, is there anything anyone would like to do before going through the hallway with Gertrude?
I think we're cool with leaving this place for the moment.
Nobody wants to touch anything.
Yeah. Get a UV light on this.
Sticky.
Get UV light on this place before Winnigan touches anything in here.
So many crumpled up tissues.
All right, the team are able to walk into the doorway with no problems from the Protectron units. They continue just shuffling around the poles as best they can as the team will leave the room.
You look in there and you just find a bunch of damp, crumpled, pre-war money.
All stuck together.
In fact, you would have seen on the dance floors that there was like some stepped on money that's been stepped on so many times in the last 100 years or so that it is just part of the floor now.
Ugh.
The team steps through the door behind the jukebox. They enter a small, dimly lit viewing room. It's just a small room. It's got several plush red velvet seats arranged in front of a large reinforced glass wall. A big conspicuous red button is mounted in the wall beside the glass, and some heavy curtains beyond the glass obscure the view of the adjacent room. The air in the viewing room is thick with the musty scent of old upholstery, the faint hit of something metallic. The atmosphere is eerie, and the team can sense that something unsettling lies beyond the glass.
Yeah.
Okay,
are you going to do anything in this room, or are you just standing around? What's going on?
I was going to say, can I examine this glass and get some more detail?
You can examine the glass and get some more detail. It is glass.
Okay. I was behind the glass, but okay.
Unfortunately, all you can see is the glass. In fact, because you're a medical robot, you can scan it and you can determine different biological residues that are have been left in the glass, but beyond the glass you cannot see anything because there is a curtain in the way.
Has anyone got a black light?
No, I'm starting to wish I did.
Okay, can I tap on the glass? Like, give it a little rat-a-tat-tat?
Yes, you give the glass a rat-a-tat-tat. You wait for a response. There is none.
Well then, this is just normal glass. Shall we explore further?
It is indeed normal glass.
Well,
there is a red button to open it.
Go for it.
Okay, Gertrude hit it with frying pan, I guess.
You don't need to hit it with a... It's a button. You could just press it. But no, you know what? Yep, you've done the strength roll. Roll damage for me.
Buttons.
Oh, Gertrude hit the frying pan.
Yeah.
I'm in the glass, but you know.
Not... Yeah, so going to summon the robotsters.
Gertrude slams her frying pan down on the button, breaking it away from its control unit. Hurrah! Fortunately, the button did press before it was broke off the wall. And with a whir and a click, the curtains of the other side of the glass partition begin to reveal a disturbing scene. Billy Bob... Yeah. Is suspended in a makeshift gibbet, an uncomfortable contraption made of old metal bars, leather straps, positioned in the centre of the room. He appears unconscious but unharmed. He's hanging limply within the device and without the lower part of his clothing.
At least he's happy.
He also has what appears to be a large red ball in his jaw. With leather stretching across his face from either side of it. Standing beside Billy Bob is a Mr. Handy-style robot, provocatively dressed in scanty lingerie, complete with fishnet stockings on all of its mechanical limbs. Its various arms are customized with bizarre and suggestive attachments, clearly intended for lewd purposes. And Matt, you might recognise one of these limbs. It appears to be the biggest, the girthiest, and the blackest dildo that anybody has ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
As the curtains open, the Mr. Handy robot comes to life, addressing the team with a cheerful yet unsettling tone.
At least we know.
Welcome, esteemed guests, to our exclusive live performance. Get ready for a show like any other. Today's main attraction, this tantalizing ghoul, in a daring display of, well, you'll see.
Oh, God.
Right, unless we want to have to carry that fucker everywhere, we've got to save him now before anything gets started. Bitch ain't walking after that, that's for sure.
One way to get to his DNA.
Oh no, unfortunately Gertrude cannot break through the glass. It is impenetrable, unlike Phoenix anus.
As you are discussing this, one of the protectrons from the previous room, the one in the shimmering bikini, comes through and says,
oh, don't be shy, darlings. The show is just about to begin. Care for some refreshments while you watch.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I could have a cola.
Love refreshments. Does it seem like Billy Bob's conscious?
Billy Bob is clearly unconscious at this time.
Well, that's something at least. You won't feel it as much.
All right, so... Do you give the order for refreshments to the shiny bikinied Protectron?
Yeah, yes. Refreshments, please.
I'd love some. Cola.
All right, okay. So the Protectron turns around, walks out of the room again.
Right.
And as you take your seats, waiting for the show to start and waiting for the Protectron to come back, the Mr. Handy unit gives Billy Bob a quick electric shock, waking him up.
Oh, no.
As he looks about himself, startled and unsure, he sees all of you looking at him, dead in the eye, from behind the glass.
I'll just wave.
All he can do is struggle and muffle.
That's his safe word.
He's got a ball gag on, so I don't think it matters. We should probably save him from this, right? I mean, he already had that thing with the nurse, so he doesn't need to be re-traumatized.
It might be funny.
Gertrude, weren't you looking for something to beat people with?
Yeah, but Gertrude,
you'd probably prefer that unused, I'd assume.
It probably already smells like Billy.
Well, I think he'd be awake already when we came in if that was the case.
Well, he always talk about someone called John Wayne and how he walked like John Wayne. Maybe this helped him walk like John Wayne.
The Protectron re-enters the room with 3 Nuka-Colas.
Oh, thank you very much. That's so darling of you.
Oh, thank you. Splendid.
As you take the Nuka-Colas, the Mr. Handy starts talking again,
saying, "Now that you have your refreshments, we are ready to start the show."
Oh, God.
We really should interrupt.
Belly Bob muffles and struggles in his restraints.
We should do something. He sits down and watches.
Yeah. Winnigan sits down too, but slides her pistol revolver out of the holster and has it ready.
Chin chin.
Ding.
I'm going to interrupt before anything happens, but I can at least make him scared of it.
Fine, I'll do the same, and I'll get my
pistol. You can make him suffer a little.
The Mr. Yes. Handy unit flops the massive dildo across Billy Bob's back.
You're starting with that? Jesus Christ. Work up to it, please.
Don't go in raw, at least.
And then he backs up, lining up the shot.
Okay, and Winnigan is also going to line up the shot and shoot through the glass at the robot.
She's just crying with laughter.
But she's going to wait just until it would be, like, a second before it'd be too late.
Brace yourself, Billy.
I
fuck this shot up, actually.
Can you roll that before we describe what happens?
Yes, absolutely. I got 2 successes.
Oh yeah, you got a crit success there. That's fantastic. So what happens is, as said before, the Mr. Handy is lining up the shot. It flopped its massive dildo across the back of Billy Bob, backed itself up until it was in line, and started to move forward with its thrusters at a surprising speed. Just as the tip of this massive black dildo comes into contact with Billy Bob's how would you describe this?
Orifice.
Brown button.
Virgin hole. I don't know if that's true, actually. We'll have to ask Billy Bob about that. But just as it comes into contact, Winnigan stands up, clicks her revolver, and fires around through the glass. She hits the robot directly in the... directly in the arm joint of the dildo arm. Roll the damage for me, please.
It suddenly thrusts forward. 4.
Oh, no.
You do it with 4. You actually do 5 because of that vicious attack. So you do 5 physical damage to the robot, removing the dildo arm completely from the robot.
Instead, he just gets tased.
Right, so we need a Mr. Handy.
There you go, Gertrude.
Because that hasn't killed it.
I'd expect 5 damage, not 2.
With essence of Billy Bob.
I'm not sure Gertrude wants this anymore.
Hey, I got it before it went in. It's fine.
You protected his virgin hole, right?
So if Billy Bob ever gives you a jip again, you can just wave it in front of him. See what he does.
Always remember what I could have allowed to happen.
Alright, what's the initiative in this thing? This thing has 17 initiative. Okay, right, so gets to react instantly with its taser attack.
It's pretty far away from me, man.
So everybody put your initiatives in the chat for me while I get this Mr. Handy.
Can it actually get to us, considering we're behind the glass?
Well, the glass is shattered because I shot for it.
That glass is shattered.
Mind that Gertrude has Snuffle Boy.
Well, that's the same as me anyway.
Yeah.
There we go. Excellent. Yeah, so 17 initiative, 15 max HP, so it's down to 10 HP. Brilliant, and it's lost its dildo attachment.
So it's a loss.
Yeah, so it's going to come at Winnegan with its electric pincer attack. Unfortunately, not all of the glass has fallen off the shattered window frame. As it gets towards Winnegan, it, with its electric pincer, it hits some of the glass that's still there, making more glass fall on top of it, taking a couple of bits of extra physical damage to itself. It takes one more damage. Alright, so who's next in the initiative queue? I think it is Flower. So, yeah. Ivor Wrench, what does he do?
He'll put down his drink, stand up, take aim at the robot for my minor action. Remember, do this now. Because hopefully it'll do the... What the fuck is it called? For me, awareness. Is it close range? Is the robot...
Yeah, it's close range now. Range?
Okay, so... use my man action to find a weakness and take a shot. Roll my fucking shot if I find the piston button. Yeah. Ah!
Alright, so that's a success. You've managed to shoot the robot.
Yep.
And you've done an additional 3 energy damage to it. Excellent. The robot says,
"Naughty, naughty. Looks like someone's in need of a lesson in proper behaviour."
Who's next? I think it's actually just Gertrude and the dog that's next.
No, Carmen.
Oh, wait, Carmen. Yeah, we're forgetting about our own Miss Nurse Handler.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can say my own, bro.
Does this mean Carmen could be doing this the entire
time? There's nothing I can really do, because, I mean, can I flamethrower him? That's my sort of furthest range thing.
Do you want to flamethrower him?
Is fire damage separate from energy damage?
Yeah, it won't set him on fire if he's a robot. It's either that or I'll go close range with the buzzsaw.
Alright, buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw it is, baby! So yeah, I'm gonna try to cut one of his arm off. Go for that one. Should I go for it?
Yeah, go for it. Roll it for me. So as Ivor Wrench shoots the robot and it's just in its main body, our own Nurse Handy unit is swinging its buzzsaw through the glass partition and it successfully hits the sexy, sexy Mr. Handy on the other side. And how much damage do you do with that?
Two physical damage.
It has some physical resistance, so you only do 1 point of damage with that hit. So you just glance off of one of its arms with your buzzsaw, letting some sparks fly out all over the place. We've got Gertrude and Snufflepuff to go.
Right. I'm going to use the frying pan.
The frying pan?
Well, Gertrude not picked up that thing yet, so Gertrude's going to swing. 2 successes. 5 physical damage.
Alright, now 5 physical damage off it. It does have some physical resistances, so you... Yep, it's down to... Oh, it's still alive, Jesus. Right, so the robot says,
"You're ruining the show, but I won't go down without a fight. That's no way to treat your host."
And the... Mr. Handy unit, it fires up its own flamethrower.
Hold on, Snufflepuff.
Oh, it's got a little
dog. Oh, sorry, I do apologise. Is Snufflepuff going to win this one? Is here? I apologise. What does the dog do to protect its owner?
Wait, does the Snufflepuff have a gun?
Yes,
Snufflepuff has a knife.
Melee, guns, and other.
Didn't we give him a knife?
Yeah,
we gave him a knife.
I'll try and bite. There you go, 1 success.
Oh my god, okay, so I think that this might just work out. Snufflepuff coming in with the killing blow to protect its owner from any harm. It grabs the eye stalk of the robot. Our own Nurse Handy's buzzsaw has just glanced off of one of the arms, firing sparks into the eye socket as well. This, together with the dog's vicious attack, rips off the eye stalk of the Mr. Handy, and it just falls to the ground, its thrusters turn off, and it is dead. You have successfully killed Mr. Rapist.
At least in the air, I had to say my safe word.
And yeah. I think we can end this story here. Our
hold
team...
the phone.
Oh, wait a minute.
That sledgehammer.
Wait a minute. No, I want to end the story here. We're not doing it. We're not doing it.
Do I get the sledgehammer?
Tell you what.
Cannon.
We all of a sudden get whisked away out of it, and it was all a big dream. We were just in the streets hallucinating on a jet fueled nightmare.
I knew you were going to do this, so we're going to make you roll for it.
Aww. While we're rolling.
You're going to need a repair skill to build it, so repair against.
Surely I just have the thing and just pick it up.
So hang on. Actually, I'd like to assist Gertrude.
No,
it's
no,
not wrong.
I think we all make
it on the floor.
Yeah, you need to fashion it into a weapon.
Can you just hold it and hit people with it?
Stop coming at me with this sensible nonsense. We can't just let them have it.
It's on the arm. Riot against the DM. It's technically got a metal part already. And just whack it into things. I think I should be allowed this.
It's got a rubber grip.
I think we should make you roll for it.
Grip.
I think it should be a roll and you could just dump all your luck into it.
Surely that would be a good thing to have.
You've actually already put it into your into your sheet as if you were going to have it.
No, I had Sledgehammer in there from before. I just added the tag Black Dildo.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're making you roll for it.
Aww.
Use as many action points as you want, Matt.
You need to remove it from the arm. You need to do all that sort of stuff. So we're making you roll a repair skill.
Smells like bullshit in here.
And we're doing it against your luck skill, so luck versus repair.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Jump all your luck into it, buddy. It's fine.
Yeah.
Luck and action points.
Oh, spend everything. We have three action points. I'm going to use everything. All three action points.
Yep.
Okay, so you get another two. Yeah, another two dice.
We need the dodo.
Yeah, dude, you better just let me have this.
You got the wig. We got leotard.
Two successes.
You get two successes. Yeah, okay, so Gertrude manages to successfully remove the massive, girthy, extraordinarily black dildo from the robot's attachments and has fashioned it into a sledgehammer.
Oh, look, Gertrude, that's his button.
I love how I can make that title as long as I want it to be.
Billy Bob was watching you do this the whole time without taking his restraints off and is getting quite angry that nobody has released him yet.
Save house!
Just leave.
Be as angry as
no, it's his own problem. It doesn't he like
our work here is done.
Yeah.
Gertrude, have no joy. Gertrude, go away now.
And I think at that, our work here really is done. The team successfully, with their new weapon, they free Billy Bob from his restraints.
The Dill Dominator.
They leave the sex shop without any further issues.
The end.
The end. Fuck. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.